January 29th, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today on RBN for people who can handle the truth. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. Click on the radio schedule button, then the appropriate month. You will see a lot of very interesting links associated with each guest that will help you to contribute to your knowledge about that particular day's discussion. During the program, please email your questions or comments to spingola1@yahoo.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. Wayne in Canada sent me a link to a video which I have put on today's date on the radio schedule page. Let me just read a brief description. Adolf Hitler and the National Socialism for Dummies. It was all very simple and straightforward. Let's work together to pull the nation up by its bootstraps from the pits of economic depression, massive unemployment, high national debt and interest servitude, hunger and national despair, combined with deep internal divisions fomented by foreign entities, a diminishing culture, as well as stolen territories where Germans were being subjugated, abused, and ethnically cleansed on their own soil. Everybody needed to pitch in to put their various differences and personal agendas aside to pull their own weight and put the national interest in survival first for their common good. Collective freedom from international tyranny for their mutual prosperity, and always with a view to a lasting and viable peace in Europe and the world. Yes, peace, not war. With that said, our guest today is Cynthia A. Sandor. She is the author of Through Innocent Eyes, The Chosen Girls of the Hitler Youth. And a friend of mine sent me an email this morning regarding the description of the book. And so I want to get to that right away, Cynthia, and welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, Deanna. It's my pleasure and honor to be here. Thank you.
All righty. Your website is cynthiasandor.blogspot.com. And let me just briefly read the description of the book that my friend sent to me. And she said, am I missing something? But let me read it. The National Socialistic upbringing in the League of German Girls uses paramilitary-like disciplinary measures to build their loyalty and moral character, coupled with neo-pagan rituals, songs, and folklore. Through Innocent Eyes captures the self-actualization of 10-year-old Gertrude as she progresses from childhood and living in poverty to adolescence and becoming one with her country. By age 14, Gertrude had chosen for country service camp, or what is chosen for country service camp, called Landjar. Here, she will receive the very best rural education, for the Reich only wants the healthiest and strongest girls. In 1941, there were 26,000 girls in Landjar, and Gertrude Kechner was one of them. I think that oftentimes we are so brainwashed and so imbued with terms, and our perceptions have been so skewed that when we read something that just has a few words in it that strike us in a peculiar way, that we need to address those. So let's do that when we get back. Be right back in 3 minutes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to santabarbarabells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Deanna, and our guest today is Cynthia A. Sander, the author of Through Innocent Eyes, The Chosen Girls of the Hitler Youth. And regarding your book description, I think the things that stood out with my friend was neo-pagan rituals, songs, and folklore. We've all been trained that pagan is somehow kind of a negative word. And yet, well, I was writing to somebody else that asked me about whether or not Hitler endorsed the killing of infants who were what did he ask me? The killing of infants who were misformed or had deformities or that kind of thing. And I think that sometimes that we look at our own country, which has killed 55 million unborn, presumably healthy children, and then we wonder about Hitler, who actually got rid of inhumane kosher slaughter of animals and other cruelties toward animals, improved health care in general, but more specifically for women. Some of their scientists found numerous cancer cures at a time when those who control the medical industry in this country were developing ways of injecting the cancer virus into vaccines to cause the beginning of a massive pandemic of that disease in this country within 2 decades. And this was also about the same time that Gloria Steinem was born. And the CIA recruited her in high school, and she went on to found the women's movement that soon demanded abortion. So I think we need to address our perceptions and reevaluate the concepts involved behind some of the words and some of the accusations that we hear. So anyway, tell us, what is neo-pagan?
Well, what I refer to it in the book, Throughness and Eyes, are the rituals. For instance, they had what was called a summer solstice ceremony. And I describe in detail the ceremony where they went out at night and they had a ceremony and they learned the history of the summer solstice based on the pagan ritual. In addition, they had like the maypole of celebration with the farmers. That's where I go into detail with that.
Okay. So it's just, we think of Christian as good, yet this so-called Christian country is probably the biggest warmonger on the planet. And yet when we look at the word pagan, we just think of these horrible things. And I don't know, I mean, given the actual behavior of the so-called Christians versus the pagans, I don't know. I think I would choose to be a pagan.
Well, with the book here, for instance, when you go and look into the, let me see here. I'm just looking in the book. With regard to the farmer celebration that they have, okay?
Which page are you on?
I'm looking for it right now.
Okay.
Because they revered their farmers. They revered their the mothers of the farmers, the wives, and they put them on a very high level because they knew that the country could not function when they had parents that were not teaching their kid appropriate moral character building skills. I mean, the entire family that came together and their tradition is based, I'm just trying to look here for the specific paragraph that I used. It was talking about the whole history of how they amalgamated everything into this.
Okay, is it on page 63?
Oh, let me just look real quick here. Hold on.
Because you're talking about pagan, about the Germanic pagan rituals. And if you looked at this, would you say, okay, this is teaching environmental practices that are conducive to keeping the earth safe and pure and clean rather than sprinkling Monsanto seeds all over and toxic chemicals?
Well, absolutely. They revered their environment. They did not want to destroy it by any means. Because they knew that the plants and the food that they ate, the meat, came from the farmers and from the ground. And if you destroy your ground, you're going to destroy your people. You're going to get them sick. They only wanted pure, natural, healthy people.
Okay. You talk about that also on page 100.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah. Well, that makes sense to me. I've always considered myself a Christian, meaning that I believe that we should treat people equally. I believe that we should be kind. I believe that we should not hurt anybody or anything. I believe in treating animals and people and others with respect and being honest and just trying to be the best kind of person that I could be.
Well, in integrity.
Right, integrated character.
Yes.
Okay. But I don't believe that we should go warring in other countries and killing a bunch of people, which is apparently what the current set of Christians in this country want to do. I had a gentleman on yesterday that we talked about this. But, okay, let's set that aside anyway, through
well,
innocent
let me,
eyes.
Can I just get back a little bit about the pagan celebration here?
Sure.
Okay, you know, specifically with in the chapter celebrating the farmers, okay, the ancient Germanic pagan celebration was in honor of the farmers and their wives, and it marked the beginning of the planting season. This was part of their tradition, okay? It is the focus on the people, on the land, on their soil, and how their laborious efforts amalgamate to the farmer, his wife, his land, and his people, and all in one common, it's one common world worldview.
Okay.
Okay, and this was based, and I'm glad you bring this up, because this is based on the ancient Greek writers who equate foreign divinities to the members of their own mythological consideration. And so did the German pagans in the 10th century who adopted these same practices. You know, at the end of the 19th century, the people's movement was a populist movement with an underlying focused on the folklores. And so the German paganism connects the Germanic mysticism with the historical Germanic culture based upon the ancient deities.
Okay.
So it was very, they grew up with these traditions. I mean, you know, look at Europe and how old Europe is. I mean, they've been around for thousands of years. United States is only just a couple of hundred years old.
Well, I don't think it was to the Native Americans. I figured it wasn't a couple hundred years old.
Well, you know what I mean. You know,
right.
and for instance, you know, their mindset and how they revered their farmers, because in Lanyar, the farmers were number one and the girls were there to assist.
Right.
And bestowed upon the farmer was the superior figure-like resembling Thor, okay? And we all know Thor from the movies on the big screen. But he returned his rural values to the land. He embodied the preservation of his ethnic roots by his moral obligation to keep his land organic and pure. Now, his strong work ethics, the farmer's work ethics, allowed him to cultivate the land and to provide the food for the nation. The wife exemplifies the spirit of virtuosity with her moral excellence in the management of the homestead and in the raising of the children. So the farmer's wives were very revered as the most precious women on the land. And because the worth of a nation is shown and the preparedness of its women, of their women becoming valuable mothers.
Right. Well, it's really interesting how we develop based on our educational system and based on the media and based on really, really faulty perceptions, how we view ourselves and our country. And we need to reevaluate a lot of things, and of course that's what we attempt to do on this program, and with guests like yourself, who are giving us a different view of the educational system in Germany and what it did for your parent, who went on to practice and to take those things that she learned and be a blessing to everybody in her community, to her family, and to people who never met her.
Yes, yes.
And just having you on the program last week, I just felt such a respect for her.
Thank you.
And it was due to learning more about it. And I think when an American thinks of an indoctrinated, brainwashed American thinks of Germany, they cannot find one good thing to say, but if they're producing children and people like that, that says a whole lot of things, and it makes you stop and question. Okay, we've really been fooled here. Let's open our minds and really get the truth. All right, we'll have to do that after our 3-minute break. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Right now, food is everywhere. If you want it, you can buy it. For now. When the coming crisis occurs, how will you feed your family? Will healthy nutrition be available? The answer is probably no. Jeff Lawton will show you how to survive the coming crisis in an abundant way with permaculture. Jeff Lawton is a permaculture designer, teacher, and consultant who has shown people like you, people in 35 countries around the world, people who want to know what they can do to survive the crisis that they see approaching. There is an absolutely free video online that will help you discover how to survive by giving you step-by-step instructions in establishing food forests that will help you become survival confident. Log on to jefflawton.org right now. This free video will only be available for a limited time. That's jefflawton.org. G-E-O-F-F-L-A-W-T-O-N.org. Survival is not optional. Visit jefflawton.org today. Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And our guest today is Cynthia A. Sander, and she is the author of Through Innocent Eyes, The Chosen Girls of the Hitler Youth. It is available at Amazon.com. And Cynthia's website is cynthiasander.blogspot.com. And there's a couple other leftover things that we didn't address last week that we can do now or later.
We can do that later on.
Sure. All righty.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I think it was important about the educational foundation that my mother learned that she developed from being in the Jungmädels, and then that brought her 4 years later into being chosen for the Lanyard girls.
Right. Now, also... do you think that this now she was away at the school? How frequently did she visit home?
When she was in Lanyard Lager,
mm-hmm.
she never visited home. She was over 700 kilometers from her family,
okay.
And it was a 2-day train ride, actually.
Okay, but did she have regular communication with her mother?
Actually, it was only through letters and postcards, which I have.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how I found out that she was there in 1941, because the letters and postcards that I found were dated in 1941 during the summer.
Okay. And that was the year that she went to the camp.
Yes.
All righty. And that was also, of course, that was the war year, beginning of the war, or the beginning of, actually, it was the beginning of the U.S. becoming involved in the war at the in December. But, all righty.
And where they were located was in part of Germany. It was in the area called Niederschlesien. The town was called Seidorf, which is in Sosnowska, Poland, today. And in November of 2011, I had the opportunity to meet with the current owners, Marguerite, and she showed me the house, and I showed her my mother's journal, and we talked about the area and what she learned, and Marguerite was nice enough to take me to all the places that my mom wrote about in her journal.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah, is that not like a miracle?
Yes, indeed, it is. Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
So what was the basic educational foundation that your mother learned in the HJ?
Well, she started in the Jungmädels. And remember, in March of 1938, Austria was annexed into Germany. And at that time, my mother was only 10 years old. She lived in the little village called Kleinsell, and it was mandatory that she had to join the first division of the Hitler Youth for the Girls, which was the Jungmädelbund. And the Jungmädelbund is the first part of the Bund Deutsche Mädel, the BDM. Because here my mother needed to learn the basic instructions before she can proceed into the elite Lanyard Lager program. But all the while she was in Lanyard, she was being constantly tested and challenged because she had to complete the formal initiation, the preparatory service, and receive her proficiency award before serving within her community. Now, before she can even be initiated into the Jungmädel, she had to be medically examined, and that she had to prove that she was of pure German descent back to the year 1700, and that she had absolutely no health issues. From there, she attended the formal preparatory service, and here it was that each girl was told what was expected of them from their tasks, their duties, and their responsibilities. She had to attend the one social evening, participate in one sports afternoon, and then attend one lecture about the duties of the girls in the Jungmädel before she was sworn in. And once when she was sworn in, she had to participate in the Jungmädel challenge. Now, the Jungmädel challenge was one of the most critical periods for my mother because she had to prove to her troop leader, Fräulein Schmidt, that she really wanted to be a member of the Hitler Youth. And there she had to prove herself both in character as well as in her physical abilities.
Okay, that I guess this is so foreign to anything that our youth are have experienced. I mean, it really is. And it was not mandatory that people belong to the Hitler Youth, but they had to actually be merit belonging, correct?
They had to prove to their leaders that they had excellent moral character standings because, you know, if you didn't obey orders, if you goofed off, you were thrown out. I know an 83-year-old woman who was there at the time with my mom, and she never, she was not in the Hitler Youth because she was had her own mindset. And in
hold
addition,
that. Cynthia, hold that thought. We do have to go to a quick break. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. The because you can handle the truth.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Cynthia Sander. She is the author of Through Innocent Eyes, The Chosen Girls of the Hitler Youth. And you were talking about, well, you brought up the fact that in March 1938, that Austria was annexed into Germany, and it was because they wanted to be, because it helped them economically, and people were then able to go back to work and everything. And last week we did mention Kitty Werthmann, who claimed that as soon as Hitler came in, that they removed all the crosses from the schoolrooms, and however, the cross issue, according to Martin Brecht, who was a guard at one of the 200 Eisenhower German POW death camps, said that absolutely was not true. The cross issue is for sure a fairy tale, but it's a very popular fairy tale, and Austria was the most Catholic country in the world, and the crosses were in each schoolroom, and that did not change during or after that time. So that's the number one thing that I wanted to say, and it's okay. So you were talking about the 83-year-old woman that just kind of had a mind of her own and really didn't do well.
Well, she had her own mindset from a very young age, and she was not a part of the Jungmädel. She was not a part of the Hitler Youth, and she was never in the Hitler Youth at all. And she was in Germany. Now, my mom was My mom was in Austria. And in addition to that, speaking with her, I'm going to backtrack here a little bit. When we did speak about her brother was disabled, and he was not killed at all. He is still alive and well and living in Germany.
Oh, okay.
So, and in addition to that, my friend is very strong in her ways, and even though she was not in the Hitler Youth, she still has that the German basis of the discipline, because that was what was taught in the families. Now, when I spoke to her about the crosses, she remembers in her school that when Hitler came into power, the crosses were taken down from the schools and replaced with a portrait of the Führer with the two banners on both sides.
Okay, and she was in Germany?
She was in Germany, yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, so that was definitely done, and that
in,
was
in
done.
Her school. In her school.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But not in Austria, which is where Kitty Werthmann was talking about.
Well, in Austria, the same thing happened when Hitler came in, and when Austria was annexed into Germany, the crosses were removed, and the portrait was put up in the classroom with the two. Flags.
But that's, I guess it depends on who you read.
Well, and who you speak with also.
Sure.
I don't know that time, so it could be different. I know my family was very religious. They went to church every Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And they, you know, my grandmother, Josepha, took the children to church in the morning because the church was only 500 feet away from their house. And then they would return and start working on the land and the farm and tend to the livestock, the animals, and their garden.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, yeah.
All righty. So, anyway, the basic educational foundation was that she went to all of these various things. She participated in many challenges. She had tasks, duties, responsibilities. Now, how does that differ? And this seems very rigid. This seems very structured. And how does that differ? How would you differentiate that between what your mother, how your mother was raised and taught and what she learned to what's going on in America today?
Well, I can, from my own personal observation and from what I've seen from my children, the kids here in the neighborhood, or from the photos that people are now sending me on my Facebook page about the children, oh my God, between night and day. In 72 years ago, the upbringing of the children was very disciplined. They all wore the uniforms. They all had the same educational curriculum. And today, you know, the kids who wear these saggy pants coming down, okay, they think they're really cool.
Uh-huh.
That originated from what I was told in the prison system, where there was a gentleman who wanted to have sex with another man. And the signal was to drop his pants down to get a little something on the side.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and now I didn't even know that.
Didn't either.
Yeah, and somebody sent that to me on my Facebook page.
and of course, when you go shopping, which I rarely do, but when you go, if I were to go to the mall, the things, the clothes that I would see in the display windows would all be incredibly immodest. I mean, it's appalling the way that young women dress today. It's awful. It is absolutely awful.
Well, America is considered free. Free. We're a free country, free speech. You can do whatever you want. You can dress whatever, however you want. You can have orange hair if you want. That was not the structure growing up in Austria 70, 80 years ago. The standards of living were very different then, too, because the girls had to, you had to be self-sufficient and self-reliant, okay, because you just couldn't go in your car and drive down to the mall. that was non-existent back then. When they washed their laundry, they had the washing machine where they had to light the fire in the firebox underneath the box that held the water and turn the clothes. And then it was all, everything was hand done. They used their 10 fingers when they were sewing and embroidering. It was they were using their dexterity of their fingers, not like today where you only use two thumbs. The Reich Ministry understood that they wanted their children to be healthy, okay? They knew that their country can only flourish if you have strong children. Now, America is a melting pot. That is who we are. There's not just one culture. You have many cultures, many religions. There's a very wide diversity of people who live here in America, and that's why so many people want to come here, because they're free.
And also to pick up the handouts, welfare, and Social Security, and all these benefits. Yeah,
well,
to live off the... Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, someone sent me a picture of these two beautiful young... Oh, I'm trying to figure out, maybe they're 10 to 11 years old, and they are so proud. They're in the bathroom, and someone took a picture of them. Their backs are up against each other, and they have these great big smiles. They're posing, 10 years old, and they're both pregnant. I will email you the picture if you like. It is. You look on my Facebook page.
They're 10?
Well, we're trying to. There's a whole big debate. We don't know how old they are. They could be 10, 11, 12. We just don't know. But when I'm, you know, why? I don't understand, because I made a comment on my page and I said, how come these girls are so young, they're immature, and they're raising, and they're going to give birth and raise children, and who's going to take care of them, and who's going to support them? Okay?
Unbelievable.
So if you want a country that's going to encourage people, encourage the children at 10 years old to have sex, then by all means do it. The thing is, somebody has to be responsible, okay?
Right.
But these children will not take on the responsibility because they do not have the skills necessary to raise the children. So now what's going to happen to these children that are being born to these 10-year-old girls?
Amazing.
Yeah. So
so I think that we have to look at our perceptions and reevaluate what we believe as opposed to reality. And where we've been and where we're going,
everybody
scary.
Believes in something different. Everybody has their own thoughts. Everybody has their own belief system. The thing is, you need to sit down and write on a piece of paper, what are my beliefs? Where did it come from? Why do I believe this? And I did that years ago because I wanted to know why I had these beliefs. And I got them from my parents, my mom and my dad.
Right.
Now, mind you, my dad was an American, but his family came over from Czechoslovakia at the turn of the century. They came in through Ellis Island. And so they had European work ethics also. And the family was very much different, 100 years ago today than it is today, because we don't have... The technology, we didn't have the iPads and the iPhones and the everything else that's out there.
Right.
You know, this is the babysitter for this generation. Oh, here, give a kid an iPad or whatever. And I don't have it. I don't need it. I have no use for it. But
right.
Here's a babysitter. The parents don't want to take the responsibility to rear their own children. That's what I'm seeing.
Right.
They let the kids go in the mall, walk around. I know this one lady, okay? She's very, very wealthy. She has one child, and he is 10 years old, and all she does is hands him $10, $20, $30, drops him off at the skating rink for 12 hours and says, here, I got to go take care of my kids. She blows her kids off on her mother, on the ladies at the skating rink, anytime. This woman is always going every month. She's taking another cruise. She's on another trip. And she drops her kid off to someone else to take care of them. Oh, I'm going away. I got something to take care of. Bye. So she leaves her kids. Now I know another family when their children were very young and they were not communicating properly with them. Every time the kids walked in the door, the parents immediately attacked the children. Shut up. You're making too much noise. Don't slam that door. Go in your room. And what happened? I've seen the development. Now they're 13, 14 years old. They're getting in trouble with the police. The police are being called over to the house. They're doing bad in school. They're not making proper choices. They're not making proper decisions.
Indeed.
Okay. And I know also the European people that I know, I've known some people for 10, 20 years, and I see how their children were raised and brought up. Now, those children have very nice cars. They're college educated. They're married. And they have their own beautiful homes. So the perception is what I see in my eyes. There's a very the vast difference from the American upbringing of the children. Now, I'm not saying everybody. I'm just saying from what I've seen in my community to the way the children are being brought up who have the European basis and the foundation.
Right. All righty. Well, that's a good comparison about the way that your mother grew up. And
if I can just take it maybe one step further.
Sure.
When I came back from Europe, because usually when I go there, I stay a month, maybe even as long as 3 months, okay, when I go visit my family. And the last time I came back from Europe, I was flying on Lufthansa, and I was all dressed up very nicely. I was in a nice European outfit. And I'm sitting in the Frankfurt airport, and right across from me are four Americans, very dressed, very sloppily. They stood out so much. And so I was talking with the lady next to me who was German. I was talking with her in German. And she and I were just laughing. And I said, now I understand why the Europeans look at the Americans the way they do. Because, first of all, they think they're all BSers. And secondly, they don't take pride in their attire or their behavior. They are totally unaware of it and how they project their image out to the other people when they go traveling. And when I was coming back, the stewardess on the airplane did not give me my declaration papers to come in. And I asked her, I said, where are my declaration papers? And she said, you're an American? I said, yeah, I need to fill them out. She said, I thought you were German. And I said, why do you say that? And she said, well, because of the way you're dressed.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Oh,
so you talk
gosh.
About these kids dressed up going, let them go to the mall. Let them, you know, they can do whatever they want. Because one day they're going to wake up and realize that if they can't get a job because of the way they're dressed or
indeed.
Whatever,
yeah.
you
yeah.
know, it's the thing is, it's you got to look deeper into what's happening. You know, the moral fiber has been destroyed. We don't have the ritual, the legacies, the heritage of what the people of my family, my mom grew up with years and of her ancestral heritage in Austria, because it's very...
Well, with multiculturalism, I think this has happened, and also just with the laxity. And I think it's true whether you apply it to the way that we dress or whether you apply it to the way that we speak. If we're going to be lazy, if we're going to be sloppy, that just tells people what we think about ourselves. But it really is a reflection of our character.
Exactly. The way we dress and go out into public is who we are showing to the world who we are.
Right.
And you know, it's easy for you and me to understand that and your listeners, but there's a lot of people, and especially the young kids, they have no clue. I know this 21-year-old kid, right? You know, and he had the saggy pants, and he had the baseball cap over to the side, and he was like, oh, yeah, I'm trying to. I said, pick your pants up. And he's like, just pulled them up a little bit. And I said, well, what's going on with you? And he said, well, I'm trying to find a job. And I said, well, what do you mean you're trying to find a job? He said, nobody wants to hire me. And I said, really? I said, well, what kind of skill?
He has a tattoo on his arm.
Well, he does. There's a, yeah, 4'11 or something like that, whatever it is on his arm. And I said, well, what kind of skills do you have? 21 years old. He goes, well, what do you mean? I said, well, what can you do? He goes, well, I don't know, but nobody wants to give me a job. I said, can you sweep a floor? Well, I guess so.
Well, we have to go to a commercial break. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Cynthia A. Sandor. She is the author of Through Innocent Eyes, The Chosen Girls of the Hitler Youth. Her website is cynthiasandor.blogspot.com. So this 21-year-old kid is kind of miffed because nobody's going to give him a job, and he doesn't even know what he can do and isn't really prepared to go out and present himself to any prospective employer because my word, I can't believe somebody arriving at the age of 21 that is
He is totally clueless. He sleeps today. I mean, even today, he sleeps until noon. He has no incentive to go out and find a job. His father stays at home and is on the computer because he's going to school to learn, to get a better job. The mom works a full-time job, then comes home and takes care of the children. But it's the same with all their three children. And one is in school trying to learn to become a mechanic, but the other two just have absolutely no incentive. They're just riding on mom and dad's coattail because they don't want to go out and get a job. There's nothing for them out there. And that's sad.
Right. And then they ultimately become dependent upon the state and the welfare system, I would imagine.
Well, I don't know how anybody can do that because, you know, they're living at home with their parents. And how can you get dependent upon the country if you, I don't know how they can go and do that. I mean, what are they going to do, go down to social welfare and say, give me a check?
No, what I'm saying is when their parents die, and are no longer able to support these children, then these children, who's going to support them? Who's going to take care of them?
They're going to be out in the streets.
And what kind of a country do we have with a lot of this kind of people?
Well, it's going to be very interesting what's going to happen within the next 25 and 50 years.
Indeed. Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the children that are being brought up now are the ones who are going to be servicing us when we go to the mall and go to the cash register. You know, I gave the woman, it was this girl, she was about 20, 21 years old or something, cash. And I gave her two extra pennies to round out, you know, so I can get
sure.
a nickel back. Well, she couldn't even figure it out.
I know. That has happened so frequently with me, too.
And I'm like, I said, don't worry about it. Just give me the dollars back. You don't have to figure it out.
Amazing.
And I'm not putting anybody down. What I'm saying is it would be nice if we had an educational system here that took more pride in their children. Wasn't there a program called No Child Left Behind or something?
I think that was probably a more communistic approach to the educational system where they could then take more ownership of your children. And insist that they have certain things like, vaccinations and that kind of thing. But I don't believe that when we're talking about the U.S. government, I don't see them doing anything that would be productive and that would benefit the citizens as it was in Germany. Alrighty, we're going to our 60-second top of the hour break. We'll pick this up on the other side of the break. Be right back.